This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio. I would venture that our next guest likes this song. I don't know how many times it blasted in some of the locker rooms that he was in when he was the head coach over at UCLA or Washington or Colorado. But I would imagine a few times this was in the weight room or before they hit the tunnel. And we get a chance to wrap with our buddy, Coach Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports College Football Analyst. We have a lot to discuss. Coach, what's going on, man? How you been?
I am great. And as that song went through my phone, I said, that you know what? That's a good tune.
There we go.
I'm going to compliment these guys on that tune.
Hey, listen.
That's
we
a really good one.
Rick, we got it all, man. We have opinions. We've got great music. We've got great guests like yourself.
Yep. You missed the debate about the Rolling Stones and Tupac. And don't try to. We won't explain
We're not even going to suck you into that nonsense here.
Now that is a toss-up, right?
Listen, yes.
You've got to show some diversity.
Yes, that's the whole point, Rick. Although our one-sided, narrow-minded producer couldn't open up his mind to do that. Oh, man. All right, Coach, we got a lot to hit, man. Well, we can certainly get to USC, but I want to ask you this because that's almost a low-hanging fruit, and I promise we will hit you with that. But of the three perceived heavyweights coming into the season that have scuffled so far, Clemson, Ohio State, and Notre Dame, which of the three, if any, do you have faith in that they will regenerate to the point to become nationally championship viable again?
I believe Clemson is the most likely of those three.
Okay, expand on that.
Because
go ahead, Coach.
Because Clemson has all the other pieces. And I think Uiagalelei, as soon as they settle in and find a running game, and that's going to be the issue. How do they get to a place where they're going to be consistent running the ball? This kid, Will Shipley, I was at a practice in the fall. I think he's got some special stuff. I don't think he's a 25-carrier guy that ETN could be on any given night. But if you go back and really look at ETN's numbers, rarely did he ever get 20 carries. I mean, he just didn't. So I think Clemson has the defensive front, and at the end of the day, that's where you can win games, even when your offense sputters. So I would lean Clemson in that regard. Notre Dame's front seven, to me, looks slow. They don't look nearly as fast as they were a year ago.
Yeah.
In running from sideline to sideline, I think Florida State showed that. We all thought Florida State was going to be, holy smokes, they're back a little bit, and look what happened in week two. And then for Toledo to, you know, make them look at least pedestrian at times, I think that's a little bit of a concern if you're Brian Kelly or an Irish fan.
Yeah, no, I think.
And with Ohio State, I mean, I think they've jettisoned Kerry Coombs. I don't think they've told anybody, but I don't think he's calling defense anymore, and that's
interesting.
A concern.
Interesting. Well, I mean, we saw that game against Oregon, Coach, where, I mean, they were running the triple option, basically, with the tight end bluffing the defensive end, going into the flat, and then you had to take
old
the quarterback or the running back. Yeah, it was awesome to watch, but they got gashed 2 weeks in a row. Minnesota did it to them as well, so you know that there's something flawed.
And going back to the Alabama game, they've given up 118 points in the last three games.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about it that way, but that's a big number for a team that's trying to compete, for the Big Ten, but also for the college football playoff. Let's get to the big story that came down a couple days ago. Clay Helton gets fired out at USC. It kind of felt inevitable. We've been talking about this for, I feel like, years. When's it going to be over for Clay Helton? Who do you think is best to replace him? Because it's such an interesting job. They did the new AD, Mike Bone, put in some resources. They hired as an interim, one of the best recruiters out on the West Coast, as you know, Dante Williams. And so what's the best choice for them to fill that void?
That's a $1 million question, and probably closer to a $1 billion question, because USC finding their footing and getting back to being a major program and being a regular, at least in terms of when we talk about the suspects of who's going to play in the playoff, is absolutely essential for the Pac-12 in their next television negotiation.
Great point.
They have to have USC, you know, with the pomp and circumstance and the A-list celebrities on the sideline, like we all remember when Pete Carroll was there, because it drives the price up when, you know, television suitors come knocking on the door. And it is pivotal for George Kliavkoff, the new commissioner, that they get right in that department. And as you pointed out, Clay has been in purgatory for a long time. He has been like that cat hanging off that stadium in Miami. I mean,
that was great.
Somehow, some way, he clung to life, and then obviously with the beatdown at the hands of Stanford in front of a very disgruntled home crowd that was headed for the aisles, it was the end. So my guess is they're going to look long and hard for the name, okay? Now, the name may say no. Urban Meyer has already said there's no way,
yeah.
But I promise you there'll be some overtures to Urban, especially if things go sour in this first year at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean Urban's going to do it. I think there'll be some overtures towards Chris Peterson. Chris Peterson was the choice when they ended up hiring Sark. But Peterson, in the last interview, and I was told this by one of the guys doing the interview, wasn't interested in doing all the pomp and circumstance that usually accompanies the Trojan job, meaning doing all the, you know, booster events and, you know,
luncheons,
going to the cocktail parties and all the different things that go along, you know, with being Tommy Trojan. He didn't want to do all that.
Yeah.
He was kind of used to, you know, a very sedate lifestyle. Just let me coach the team. I think they're ready to do that now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think they're looking at Nick Saban. You know, when Saban got to Alabama, he said, we're not doing Red Elephants and we're not doing this A Club deal anymore. Two things that everybody had to do in the wake of Bear Bryant. And he just said no. Well, that turned out to be okay. He's done pretty well there in Tuscaloosa. So I think Chris Peterson, if given the promise and the assurance that you can just coach the team, we'll take care of all that other stuff,
yeah,
he might be interested, because he may be missing it. You know, he was a little disgruntled with what he thought was unfair recruiting advantages. And, you know, now that everything's above board instead of, you know, getting recruits beneath the table, everything in the NIL world's above the board, I think that might fit his deal. And I think if you coupled him with a GM that he picked, it's hard for me to believe I'm saying general manager when we're talking about college football, yeah, but that's where we're going. The GM's job now in college football is to know what's going on in that transfer portal, know everything there is to know about everybody in it. The GM's job is to keep track of your roster management as to who's staying and who's going. We saw a rule come over the wire today that they're going to allow for more initials, so that gives the GM a little bit more wiggle room. And then the GM's job is to go find all the NIL deals in town so that you can promise these to the guys that are coming to campus.
Wow.
Because that's always going to be part of it. It's a new frontier. But if Chris Peterson can just coach the team and he has a guy that he trusts in that role,
yeah,
I think that might fit.
That's an outstanding explanation. We're talking to Rick Neuheisel here, former college coach, of course, UCLA, the Huskies, Colorado, CBS Sports, college football analyst. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Coach, you make me want to go back to Charlottesville and be that general manager for Bronco Mendenhall. I got a lot of relationships down there.
You
it's a good job.
Be phenomenal in that role. I'm telling you, you're laughing, Tiki. I'm telling you, this is going to be the deal. You're going to see guys that are what? I mean, there was an article in the, I think it was on ESPN.com, and it was written about Jeff Collins when Nick Saban got the job at Alabama. He hired Jeff Collins away from Georgia Tech. Chan Gailey was at Georgia Tech. He hired him away, and basically He said, you're going to do all the player personnel stuff right from the NFL, right?
Wow.
You just come from the Dolphins.
Yep.
And Jeff Collins went in there. Now, by rule, none of that was legal. the only people that could have been recruiting and evaluating players were the nine full-time assistant coaches and the head coach.
Yep.
But they went and built a personnel department, which is what these analysts do while they're there.
Wow.
The quote-unquote analysts. On our radio show, guys, we call it the happy ending halfway house. Because
what?
Lane Kiffin.
What? The happy ending halfway house. I love it.
What?
I love
Lane
it.
Lane Kiffin. Let me go through this list, guys.
Go ahead.
Okay. Billy Napier.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin. Steve Sarkisian. Mike Locksley. Dan Enos. Hugh Freeze. They tried to get Hugh Freeze in there. The commissioner of the league said no chance. But they were trying to anybody that is. And by the way, watch for Clay Helton to show up there. He'll be there. This is, and all these guys now have, you know, monster jobs.
That's right,
monster jobs, because they were touched by the hand of, you know, Lord Saban himself, and they now have gone on to get these jobs again, even though they were in absolute no man's land when they left their previous posts.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. That makes a lot of sense. Nick Saban is a cure-all. Your tenure at UCLA, we remember it, and now we remember.
I should have gone to Saban after.
Yes,
I got
you should have.
I went to CBS. That was a better deal.
Yeah, it is a better deal because we love you here. You give us insights that we wouldn't get any other way. But Chip Kelly, he kind of went through a hard little run there. First 3 years, I think he was 10-21. But it feels like it's coming back. And part of that is recruiting. So this is a two-part question. But one is, how hard is it to recruit when a program is down, kind of like USC is going to go through? And are you believing this early good return for this 2021 season for UCLA and Chip Kelly?
Well, let's start with the second part of the question first. I am believing it. I was on hand. I was in the Rose Bowl for the LSU game. And not only was it an impressive performance on the field, both offensively and defensively, in particular in the trenches, and you're going toe-to-toe with an LSU team, and I don't care if it's a vintage LSU team or just a regular LSU team, we know that they have guys in the trenches. And for UCLA to beat them at the point of attack from both sides of the ball, I thought was a monster, monster statement. Obviously a win in front of a crowd that was, you know, engaged. It was reminiscent of days of old when Terry Donahue was running things at UCLA. And so I'm very long on the Bruins, especially if Dorian Thompson-Robinson can improve. He was out for 10 days in fall camp. A lot of people think he had COVID. He's back. He's only right now completing 52-53% of his passes. If that number jumps to 65, this team can be really good, really good, because not only are they, you know, got Chip Kelly calling the plays on offense, they've got, for the first time, kind of a defense that can handle the point of attack. The question about recruiting, and this goes back to what we were talking about GMs, I don't think you have to be a master recruiter anymore. You have to be a guy that can see talent and then get it. There are two running backs right now, or two transfers. Britton Brown's from Duke.
Yep.
He came to UCLA from Duke. And the kid from Michigan, Zach Charbonnet, is averaging like 13 or 14 yards a carry right now. I mean, those guys, Chip isn't one of those guys who hustles and is in every living room. Chip wants to watch film. He wants to call plays. He wants to out-scheme you, and he's a genius at it. He needs enough guys on his staff to be able to go get enough high school players that you can keep the thing replenished. But he can go get some players that aren't being utilized at other places and get him into school at UCLA, as long as the administration will help him there, and he can have his team without necessarily being the savant recruiter. And that's where this GM thing can be really different. So it's not all about who can be the lord of the living room.
Rick, awesome conversation, buddy. Really, really good to have you on early in the year. I know we'll have you back on throughout the season, but thanks for some really good thoughts on some very interesting topics right now. Thank you, Coach.
And it's a toss up with Tupac and Rolling Stones.
What about Eminem? Wait. What about Eminem and the Who? Which way are we going?
Oh, come on.
You know, Eminem had some. That 8 Mile thing was a pretty impressive deal. I'm not sure if Daltrey could have gone into some of those clubs and knocked it out of the park like that. I'm going Eminem in that one.
But Ricky was the pinball wizard, man. So you got to give a little prop.
Ever since he was a young boy, he played the silver ball.
That's right. That's awesome.
Tiki will love this. When I was coaching, I would walk the stretch lines when the songs were going, and they always had some hip hop going.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know who the hell was playing, singing the next song. So I'd ask one of the kids as he's stretching, I go, "Who's this?" And he goes, "Oh, the coach, that's Young Jeezy." And then two lines over, I'd go up to another kid and I'd say, "Hey, you like this cut from Young Jeezy?" And the guy goes, "No way, Coach Young knows Young Jeezy."
Street cred, Rick.
There it is.
Two aisles over.
I loved it. I love it.
You're lucky the guy didn't feed you the wrong thing on the stretching line.
That's exactly right. I was counting on that first guy. There's a lot of trust involved there.
Nice. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, boys. Take care.
That was awesome, man. Yes, you too. That was great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.